We said last time we were speaking about Hilchos Binyan. So we said that the Soisa, if a person does knocking down for a purpose of rebuilding, that's Pachas Otanafer. And we said, Huadin, even if you don't do it in the same place, once someone takes the door handle off the door here to put somewhere else, that's also Soisa Otanafer. Then we said a chiddush from the Be'alacha, because it has already a chiddush, that even if you do soisa, and you're not going to build anything with it, but you've done a tikkun straight away, and someone's got a nail sticking out of the wall, and as he walks past it, he brushes past it, so it catches his jacket, whatever, so it's a nuisance to him. So to pull that out of the wall is a tikkun. So the Be'alacha says But that soisa with a tikkun is also us. Be alach and shin mem. Sorry? It's a deraisa tikkunin. I'm believing what it is. It's a deraisa tikkunin, the be alach, it says, yeah? Where was that? He says over here, im sosa derech hashchosa potter. Someone knocks down saying derech hashchosa is potter. Mashmim hoya shaloyba derech hashchosa. If he doesn't do it derech hashchosa, he doesn't put soyrach yochai. So taking the nail out, he said, even though it's not building again, that's also not true. That's number one. Let's move on to today's share. So we got involved, that's what I want to speak about a bit later. We got involved in Moshe about the stop taps on your, in your house and your radiator valves, the Moshe, letting out the water and come to that. Let me just start, first of all, with a cobweb. And we did touch this once before. The Moshe taking a cobweb off. Spider web. Yeah, you don't take a spider web off on your house on Shabbos. Rather, I think we learned that Mishnah Berurah says on Erev Shabbos, one kibbutz of Shabbos is an inyan to go around taking off all the things itself. Shabbos, very good. Michael, what about on Shabbos? Someone sees it on Shabbos, does that take off on Shabbos?
Why not?
Oh, so you're asking why not? So, can anyone tell what? Has it become part of the building? He's been there for a long while, that fight. He's been very comfortable there for quite a while. You haven't found the broom, you haven't moved off. He's been there.
Housekeeping is there for a long time.
You've got to get a new cleaner, I think. But the master. So it's interesting, the Shmir Shabbos, I've got a new one here. So the Shmir Shabbos, he brings over in Perak Chav Gimel. In the old one, it was Chav Gimel Tet. Let's see if we can find it here. So interesting. What other problem could there be about taking off the cobweb? What could be a problem taking off the cobwebs? What?
Mixer.
Yeah, could be a problem with moxa. Okay, let's go through this. The Chav Gimel test. That's for Kesach Lissa. For Kesach Nachal Issa, a hammer, you can move the Tzorah Gufa Mekoimah. How much is moxa by Mekoimah? Oh, very good. Come. Yeah. Depends what you like. You don't mind it. Some people don't mind it. Chav Gimel test. So here the loch is. Ein lahosik kuri achbish. One shouldn't get rid of these things. Gam mishum, he's got lost issa muksa from the muksa. The gam mishum shehin mechuborin lebayis. The yesh bezeh chashash isha toilish ma mechuba. So the Shmir Shabbos, he brings at the top here, the ma'ase could be a shayla of taking away from the mechuba. At the bottom, he brings down over here. The horror here, Lamed Vav. Shabbat Megon of Shem Zalman, the Dovah Tame Mehem Elohim, the Ispah Mishum Sois Batoilish. So Shem Zalman is a Tapela to say it should be Sois Batoilish.
Who says that?
No, in the Shmir Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, when he writes the Shmir Shabbos, he writes the Mice the problem. To take it off, he says, the right, the problem of Muksa, the Gam Shum Shem Chobron Labais. It's also called a problem of Machoba Labais, the Yeshbazer Chashach Isha Tresh Namchoba. So he's writing, he wrote the Sefer, Rabbi Shur Nova, when he wrote the Sefer, he writes on the top that he thinks the problem of Machoba, taking off the problem of Machoba. But he asked Rosh Hashanah, all his talking. And he said that Rosh Hashanah said it's a tamer to say that it should be called Machoba, and therefore it's supposed to take off.
So, why is he
right? Maybe he wrote it for you first, and after. I don't know why it didn't change. He said over here, the traumatic adult, the dog of Shem Zalman, the dog of Taylor Hing Lemon, the Ispah Mashum Sois for Toilish. in kach, so he carries on, I don't know why we're so happy about this, in yesh leinu, manoshim nimtzen shom, if you find people there, the ispeh shom krav sharei, mutzi yehel asiram, because he's not so posh, he's not so posh, he's not so posh, he's not so posh, I don't know why. It's a chiddush. The chayyim, it's a chiddush. It's a sale of soy sauce. The meister, it's a problem.
Oh,
with
free front door.
What?
Right across the front door.
Yeah.
You have to go through and
shop somehow. That's the shayyim. I have to go through.
According to this, I need to go through.
According to what?
If we're going to get through this, so I'll have to break it.
Yes. According to Noibu, you might have a problem with Toivish. But it's a chiddush. The meister, the chiddush. It passes the meister. It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Okay, so the next thing I want to sit down here, this is a bit of a chiddush. I'm telling myself, I'm not 100% sure what the next thing I'm saying, what is right. Kodesh, from what I've learned, and what I've spoken to Rabbanim about, this is what comes out of the chiddush. The Maisa, what aloch is, what would you say, Rabbanim, someone's got in his, let's say in the street, these drain pipes, not these cords, they're called the drain pipes, so when the rain, when the water goes down, these pipes, what's it called?
Gullies.
Can you lift one of those up on Shabbos?
A manhole.
Can you lift up a manhole on Shabbos?
What's a manhole?
A manhole is what you're having in your street. In your house, everyone's got a water, there's like a flat plate where if the water would have to get into, or the sewage has to get into, they lift up one of these, what's called lids, one of these magnets. Is one allowed to lift one of those up on Shabbos? So the chayyim, that is called mechubel karka.
Why?
Part of the ground.
Part of the ground.
So this is haloch in Shin Ches. In Shin Ches. This is haloch in Shin Ches. Why don't you ask me? Shin Ches. See for Shin Ches this. Shin Ches. See for it. Kisui boir vedus. A cover of a boir. Or a dust, it's all different sorts of things on the ground. Ain mitolim, it can't be lifted up on Shabbos. What's the problem? It says the Mishnah Berurah, just a minute. After Titan Vosel and Maisa. Oh, Kivan Ain Kisri Kakos, since it's covering the ground, have a kaboine machas oisam. If you put it down on Shabbos like boine, you're filling up a hole. Oi, kasoisa in Moglakisu. So you've got, I've got a pipe over here. You're getting a lot of an extra soil, the moshah. A lot of these houses have got for the water. You have to let the water go down. The moshah, you've got.
Just for water, you're talking about.
What?
Just for water.
As opposed to?
If you know, if you're in Borough Park on 13th Avenue, they've got next to every shop, they've got these little floor things. They open up to get downstairs.
Your question will be answered in a few minutes. Yeah? I'm talking about a normal lid of a thing in the carcass which you lift up sometimes. So on that, it says over here, the Machaber says it's also to lift up on Shabbos. You mustn't lift up. Lifting up is binyan, closing it is stira. Now, if you remember, a long time ago, we spoke about, are you allowed to screw a lid on a keli? A lid?
Yes.
You're allowed. Yes. Right among the Avraham Taz, why is there not boiling on soy sauce?
It's me.
So on that, the answer, there's two terusim given by the poskim. One is that anything which is made to be undone regularly is no problem of boiling on soy sauce. It's oimed lekach to be opened regularly. A door, when a person opens a door in Shabbos in his house, it's not over boiling on soy sauce, the door is meant to be open. Even if a person doesn't open the door for a long time, but the door, what?
Sink.
Yeah, it's over to what you call it, so it's, and that's no problem. So who are dealing with a keli, which is over to open and close, no problem at all. The Chaznish says that a lid on a keli's got a dim and hezbra. He says everyone, no one calls a lid on a keli one part of the keli. It doesn't come one, it's clearly a keli with a lid. So it's two independent items, you haven't blended into one. When you've got a boil, a pit, and you put a lid on it, that becomes one thing. That is a problem on Shabbos. So to put a lid on Shabbos in such a case is a problem to do it. The only hitter is, if the lid has got a ring to pull up, it's called a beis achiza, or it's got a hinge, then that's already much better. That is much better. That is oymid. You can see it's not meant to be stay there. It's made to be open and close. That is
what it is. And this is the effort to open a window.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm telling you. Anyway, it's oymid to open and close regularly. It's on a hinge. It's no problem.
A window.
I had a problem with a fire door. Is there a problem to open a fire door on Shabbos? A fire door is meant to be closed. But again, if it has a hinge on it, a hinge, a fire door is normally got a hinge, there's no problem with opening. That's what God says. Even a door, which anything which is meant to be closed for a long time, it's got a hinge, is not a problem on Shabbos to open, because the hinge is mechiyah, that is meant to open up. Yes, that fire door will be okay to open up. First of all, it's anyway opened up, I think, anyway. It's not closed all the time. But I'm talking about a door which is regularly closed. Now, let's speak about the moshel. So a drinker... What? The shutters in front of the house. Anyone just oymed the calf, that's okay. So hold on. Now, a drain cover which has got no handles. So let's say someone's got a drain cover outside his house, got no cover on, and the moshel, the water's a bit blocked up. To lift that up and shut is very problematic.
Radiator.
Okay, to radiator. Kind of both those things coming out. Now, let's talk about, for example, a stop tap. Now, I can't have to get one in today. Hopefully tomorrow I hope to bring one in or something like this. A stop tap, which is the main, where the water comes into the house, through one pipe. If chashon is a leak on Shabbos in a house, what a person would do is he would go downstairs, switch the stop tap off on Shabbos, all the water's blocked up in the house. You know what I'm saying? What's off on Shabbos? Let me just tell you one thing we'll carry on. A stop tap works, is as I understand it, the moshel, the water's flowing through here. When you turn the tap, there's like a rubber seal that comes and blocks the pipe. Which is the mice of boiling that, really.
Every tap.
What?
Every tap.
Every tap is more to because it's oil in the car. Every tap is meant to be open and closed.
A stop tap
is meant to be closed. If there's something wrong in your house, stop tap is meant to be open. If something has gone wrong in your house, a boil is the same thing. A pitch, which is over a manhole in your garden, not in your garden, a manhole in someone's garden is the same thing. The manhole is meant to be covered the whole time. If the sewage goes wrong or the water goes wrong,
you lift it up.
But that's not called oil to the car. A stop tap,
yeah,
is meant to be left in the position it is. It's not meant to be closed up. The choyre, as far as I can see, is very similar to a manhole.
It's worth 100, though.
That's not, that has to be, I was thinking about that.
It's very serious.
A normal tap is meant to be open and closed. It's meant to be open and closed every day, a normal tap is meant to be open and closed. That's normal instruction of a tap. The instructions of this is to be left.
It's when I have it. It's open look at, but when I have a burst, I switch it off.
But my friend, a manhole is the same thing.
When
you've got a problem with the sewage, you do the same thing. You understand? You don't want a problem. When you've got a problem with the sewage, it's meant to be open. That's what it's good for. They don't want you to have to dig up the ground. I once had a leak in my garden, Marshall. I don't know what happened. Why the plumber did this, I don't know. He dug half the garden up to find a leak. I don't want that. It's much easier to be able to turn the tap off and sort things out. It's much easier. They make it. If something goes wrong, you can open up the tap. But it's not meant to be open and closed. So the choyra is very similar to the boiler. I haven't got...
If once a week you open and close it.
I don't know if you bottle of that even. I'm not sure if it works. If you bottle of that. What? A fire is a door. So that's the prima godma. A door which is on a hinge is always mutter, the prima godma. I should read that. The prima godma says that in Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel, the mishnah, the prima godma says...
The whole house
is... I haven't finished one. In Yesh Alon Ke'en Sir Takuka. If a window, which is or wherever it is, it's kept closed for a long time, but it's got a hinge, there's no problem at all. So I was wondering, what happens if someone gets a burst pipe in his house on Shabbos? So if he gets a burst pipe in his house on Shabbos, the mice of water's gushing in. So you're going to come back home and say, the shear says you can't close the tap off. The insurance company's going to come back to him and say, what happened? You let them
rather Why can't you be Matzel?
You can't be Matzel.
You yourself can't be Matzel?
You can't put the fire out.
Yeah, of course I'm
taking
it out.
I don't mind taking things out. The Shaila is, Lechaira is the Chiddush. I asked Rav today. So he asked one Rav today, the Shaila. He said to me, Lechaira is the problem with the stop tap. The problem with the stop tap is Lechaira is the problem. And another Rav said to me, he has a Shaila, it's a good Shaila. He's not going to pass him. He's also worried like you. He doesn't want to say it's Osa. He's going to have a lot of complaints, but he's
going to goy.
Oh, so now shall we get a goy? So the Rosh Hashanah Chayav HaHatz, the goy, when he closes it up, he's doing a binyan or stira only for a short time, because you want to open up after a while. So it's an issur drabon what he's doing. His closing up is an issur drabon. But Bokon Hefzer to ask the goy if an issur drabon is much else. The good chata, I like that.
Why is it drabon?
Because it's only meant to be a short time. That closing out of the stock tap. You're only closing, which you can't leave your house like this. You can't.
Is a week a short time?
What?
Is a week a short time?
Pastor's also called a short time. It's not a deraisa. I wouldn't call it a deraisa. It's very hard to know in binyan and steel. What's the definition of a deraisa and a rabon? But I might say it's not open in the cap. Everyone knows that.
What's
stop.
That said,
tell the guy straight out. Mokum Hashtag. You could tell the guy straight out and do me a favor. Can you come in and close my hot tap, my stop tap? I've got a problem. It's an interesting thing, Lechoda. But Lechoda, I don't know what the heck. The only heads I can say is if it's oim in the cup, it's not oim in the cup. So I'll find a chiddish. Unless what you're saying, like, it's called a beis achiza, but that's also a chiddish. It's a normal tap, it's not a beis achiz. There's nothing special on it which makes it different. When it comes to these radiators, well, I've got one, where's there? No radiators
doing
it? On the floor heating. So you want to put a key in, and you want to, you want to bleed the system. Yeah, because it's not working properly. So what's the problem with that, Charles?
Second one.
Oh, it's why I couldn't be second one. First of all, I'm not sure it's a Katie that, but it's even worse. The first one, I didn't ask the plumber this question, but the Chayyid got a big problem with Bishul. I don't know what happens when you open up the tap, you release all the water. What can happen now is the new water comes in. That I had to check out with them. I don't know how it works. But if new water comes in, that water can be heated up properly.
Yeah. Yeah. The other way around.
What's the other way around?
It's too hot in the room. Maybe we can take the radiator off.
What you're talking about? There's two things. I'm not talking about switching the radiator off. I'm talking about bleeding the system. Yeah. You put a key in there, you let the water out.
Yeah.
What?
It's
so, as far as I'm aware,
the heating system comes to
come
off as well.
Yeah.
What? Right.
Why do
you? Because the heating's not working.
But this room is cold, it's only warm. You want to bleed the system in order to make this way
it's
hot.
It's air.
I'm not sure if water comes in, definitely. It's the same water going around. I don't know if the water...
What's the water there? It needs fresh water.
It's a mashing. Let out a little bit of water.
It does, the pressure goes down.
I've got to ask the plumber. Are you sure that when you left a bit of water out...
The pressure goes down there.
Straight away water comes in?
What's it getting hot from? What's the radiator going to get hot from?
Now the water comes in. Obviously, the water couldn't get into the radiator.
The water
I don't know. The chayyid is right. The chayyid is new water coming out.
If it's too much, so you can see the pressure in the boiler will go down.
You're saying new water's coming in, so you made the water pressure go down. The chayyid is a problem of Bishol. The chayyid is a problem of Bishol. It's not a problem of Bishol. The chayyid is a shot of boiler deraisa. Or so is the deraisa. When you undo that bolt, when you take a key, and you undo that bolt, whatever it is, and you let the air come in, that is a boiler or a soyser, which is for a tikkun. It's mamish a tikkun. And it's when you turn it tightly, you made it a key, you made it very firm. That lechoy is mamish also do on Shabbos. So two reasons, besides Bishol, and besides Binyan, lechoy can't do it. We better start there.
What do you think about switching the radiator off?
I think so.
So, what's the radiator off the
Chalmers? Obviously, the problem. Often, and the point is working on.